Shavi. Vayosef Moshe el Amachaneh. And Moshe was brought into the camp, who v'zikne Yisrael, he and the Zakenim. Because Moshe and the Zakenim were standing outside Pesach Oel Moed, by the entrance of the Oel Moed at the time of the Nevuah. But now when Hashem wanted to punish Klal Yisrael, he wanted Moshe and the Zakenim to be brought inside their camps and inside their tents. The Ruach Nosomeis Hashem, and a wind blew from Hashem, Vayogo Salvim Mirayom, and it blew the slav, which were fat birds, from the sea. Vayitosh al Amachaneh, and they were spread out over the camp, Kiderach Yom Koi, the distance of one day in one direction, Uchiderach Yom Koi, and the distance of a day in the other direction, Sivivos Hamachaneh, around the camp, Uche Amosayim Apunei Oretz, and they flew at a height of 2 amos off the ground. This way it would be very easy for Klal Yisrael to grab them. They would not have to reach, nor would they have to bend. Vayokom Ha'om Kol Hayom Ahu V'Kol HaLaila, and the nation got up that whole day and that whole night, V'Kol Yom HaMochoros, and the whole next day, Vayasvu Es HaSlov, and they gathered the Slov, Hamamit, the ones who gathered very few, the ones who were crippled and the ones who were lazy, Osaf Hasor Hamorim, they also gathered 10 piles, Vayishtichu Lohem Shatoyach Seviva Es HaMachaneh, and they spread them out around the camp, HaBosoroi Denu Bein Shineihem, the meat was still between their teeth, Terem Yikores, either the pshat is before it was chewed, or the pshat is before it was digested. Va'af Hashem chora ba'om, and the anger of Hashem burnt in the nation. Va'yach Hashem ba'om makor rabba ma'oid, and Hashem hit the nation with a tremendous blow. Va'yikru shem ha'mokam ahu kivras ha'taiva, and he called the name of this place kivras ha'taiva, kisham kavru ha'om ha'misavin, because over there, the nation that had been craving were buried. And although this place was called Tav'eiro in Pasuk Gimel, Ramban explains that only the immediate place of the fire was called Tav'eiro. However, the whole area was called Kivrois HaTava. Mekivrois HaTava nosu om Chatzeirois. From Kivrois HaTava they traveled to Chatzeirois, Vayihiu b'Chatzeirois, and they stayed in Chatzeirois. Now let us go back on the Rashis, starting from Pasuk Tezayin. Zok Rashi, Esfali, gather for me, Hare Teshuva, Lislunoi Secho, this is the answer to your complaint. Shamarto, you said, Le'uchal Anoichi Levadi, I cannot do it alone, so therefore I am giving you help by giving you the Zakenim. Vazakenim, Harishonim Hechen Hoyu, where were the first Zakenim? Vahaloi Afbe Mitzrayim, Yoshvui Moem, is it not true that even in Mitzrayim, the Zakenim sat with them? Shenemar, like it says in the Pasuk, Lech Vosafta Zikne Yisrael, go gather the Zakenim, the elders of Klal Yisrael. So we see that there were elders in Mitzrayim. So why did he have to choose new elders now? Ela Be'esh Tavera Mesu, only because they died at the fire of Tavera. V'ru'uyim Hoyo Misinai Lekach, and they were really fit to be killed at Sinai. Tichsiv, like the Pasuk says, Vayechazu Es Olikim, they looked at Hashem and they looked too close. Sheneogu Kalus Roish, they acted lightheadedly, kenoshech pitoy umedaber b'fnei hamelech, like one who is eating his bread as he is speaking to the king. V'zehu vayochlu vayishtu, and this is what the pasuk means in Parashas Mishpatim when it says vayochlu and they ate, vayishtu and they drank. It was as if they ate and they drank while they spoke to Hashem. V'leirotza kodesh baruch hu litin avelus b'matan Torah, and Hashem did not want to place avelus, a mourning, by matan Torah, who par lehem kan, and therefore he punished them over here. Ashiradata kihem ziknei ha'om v'shoitrov, you knew that they are the Zakenim and the Shoitrim, oisun sha'atam makir, these that you recognize, shenismanu aleim Shoitrim b'Mitzrayim, who were appointed over Klal Yisrael as officers in Mitzrayim, ba'avodas perach, when they worked very hard, v'hoyu merachamim aleihem, and they had mercy on Klal Yisrael, u'mukim al yodom, and therefore they were hit by the Mitzrayim. Shinema, like the Pasuk says, Vayuku Shoitre B'nei Yisrael, that the Shoitrim were hit by the Mitzrayim for not pushing the workers. Ata Yismanu Bigdulosom, now they should be appointed in their greatness, Kiderech Shinitzdaru B'tarosom, just like they were pained in the Tsar of Klal Yisrael. V'lakachta Oisom, and you shall take them. Rashi says you do not take a person, therefore it means you shall persuade them. Kochem B'dvorim, take them with words. Ashrechem, fortunate are you, Shenitzmanisem Parnosim Albonov Shalmokoim, that you were chosen to be leaders over the children of Hashem. And we saw the same point in Rashi earlier in the beginning of the parasha, where the pasuk says Kach Es Alevim, there too it means you shall persuade the Levim. V'siyatzvu Sham Imach, and they shall stand with you, Kedei Sheyiru Yisrael, in order that Klal Yisrael should see, V'yinagu Bahem Gedula, and they should act towards the Zakenim with greatness, v'kavod, and honor. V'yomru, and they will say, Chavivin Elu, these people are beloved, shenichnasu im Moshe l'shmoya dibur mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that they entered together with Moshe to hear the dibur from Hashem. Zok Rashi v'yoradati, and I will descend, zu achas me'eser yuridos haksuvis b'Torah. This is one of the 10 times where the Torah says that Hashem descended. V'dibarti imcha v'loi imohem, and I will speak to you and not with them. V'otzalti, and I will increase. Kitagume, like Targum says, v'erabi, I will increase. Kimoi, like the Pasuk says, v'latzile b'nei Yisrael, to the great ones of Klal Yisrael. So we see that atzile means great, so too v'otzalti means great and to increase. V'samti aleim, and I will place it upon them. Lama Moshe doime ba'isasho, what was Moshe compared to at that time? Lener, to a lamp. Shem munach agabe menorah, that was placed on top of a menorah. V'akoil madlikim heimenu, and everybody was lighting from it. V'ein oire chasa klum, however the menorah does not lose any light. So too Moshe Rabbeinu did not lose any nevuah by the zakenim taking their nevuah off Moshe's nevuah. V'nosu itach, and they will carry the burden with you. Hisne imohem, he stipulated with them, amanashi kablu aleim terech bonai, on the condition that they accept upon themselves the burden of my children. Shehim tarchonim, who are troublesome, visarvonim, and uncooperative. V'loisiso ato levadecha, you shall not carry the load alone. Hare tshuva, this is the answer, lemasha amarta, to what you said, le'uchal anoichi levadi, that I cannot carry the load alone. Zakrashi Hiskachu means Hisminu Atmachem Lepronios. Prepare yourself for punishment. Vechenu Oimer, and so we find Hiskachu means to prepare for punishment. Vakdisham Liem Harigo, prepare yourself for the day of death. Zakrashi Ad Chodesh Yomim, Zu Biksherim, the decent ones lived for a month. Shemis Matzin Al Mitoseim, they were sick on their beds. Vachakach Nishmosan Yoitzim, and after a month their souls would depart. However, by the Rishoyim who Omer, it says, Haboso Oidenu Ben Shineihem, that they died immediately when the flesh, the meat, was between their teeth. Kachi Shinuya B'Sifri, that is the way the Sifri learns. Avo B'Mechilta Shinuya Chilof, but the Mechilta learns just the opposite. Harishoyim Oichlim Umitstarim Shloishim Yoyim. The Rishoyim were pained and ate the meat for 30 days. Vakasherim, and the more decent ones, Haboso Oidenu Ben Shineihem, they died immediately when the meat was between their teeth. Until it will come out of your nose. Kitagume, like Targum says, Disa Koitzumbe, until you are disgusted with it. Yehidomelochem, it will be considered by you, Ki'ilu achalta mimenu yoisimidai, as if you ate too much of it, Ad sheyoitze v'nigal lechutz derech ha'af, until it comes out and it is spit out through your nose. V'hoyelochem lezara, Sheyu merachkim oisai, you will further it and push it away, Yoisimimashe karaftem, more than you wanted to bring it close in the first place. And in the words of Rabbi Moshe Adarshan, Ro'isi, I saw pshat. Sheish Loshen, there is a language, Shekurin Lecherev, that a sword is called Zora a Zora. V'hoyer Lechem Lezora means it will be for you for a sword, something that will kill you. Es Hashem Asher Bekirvechem, Im Loishen Otati Shechinasi Beinechem, if I would not have planted my Shechina among you, Legova Levavchem, your hearts would not have become haughty, likones l'chol hadvarim halalu, to enter into your minds with all these shtusim, with all these complaints. Zok Rashi, Moshe said, sheish meos elef ragli, Klal Yisrael numbers 600,000. Why does he say 600,000 if Klal Yisrael's total was 603,550? Zok Rashi, l'chosh limnos esaprat, Moshe did not care to list the detail, shloish salof ma'yaseir, the extra 3,000. So he said a round figure of 600,000. Rav Moshe Adarshan Pirish, and Rav Moshe Adarshan explains, shelebachu ela oisen shiyasu mi-Mitzrayim. The only ones that cried and said it was better in Mitzrayim were the ones that were in Mitzrayim. And therefore, when they left Mitzrayim, it says they were kishesh meos elef ragli, 600,000 people. So only 600,000 people were complaining that they had the better life in Mitzrayim. And that's why Moshe is saying the number of 600,000. However, this cannot mean to say that these 3,550 were born after they entered the Midbar, because that is not possible. Because a couple of months later, they were counted. And in order to be counted, one has to be over the age of 20. So they could not have been born in the Midbar. Therefore, we must say that these 600,000 people were over the age of 20 in Mitzrayim. And these are the ones who we are reckoning with. However, the ones who were below the age of 20 in Mitzrayim, we are not talking about. And these people became 20 years old a few months later in the Midbar, and that's how we got an extra 3,550. Now, I am the Sefer Be'er Basodeh on Rashi, who discusses this point. Zok Rashi Hatzon Uvoko Yishochit, Ze Echon Me'abo Devorim Shehoyer Rabbi Akiva Derish, Ve'in Reb Shimon Derish Kamoisei. This is one of the four places that Rabbi Akiva expounded upon, and Reb Shimon Darshan differently than Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva Oimer, Rabbi Akiva says, Sheish Meres Elef Ragli, Viato Marta Bostor, Etain Lohem, Va'ochlu Chodesh Yomim, Hatzon Uvoko Yishochit Lechem, V'chulu, Hakol Kimashmoi. All these psukim are the way they sound. That Moshe was telling Hashem that I do not think you have the capability to give Klal Yisrael that much meat. Mi yaspik lohem, how will you be able to give them so much? And the word umatzah lohem is similar to the word umatzah in a different pasuk. Ke'inyin shenemar, like it says in the pasuk, umatzah kedei gu'ulasai. The word umatzah does not mean that he found kedei gu'ulasai, but rather he was capable of redeeming himself because he had enough money. So to over here, umatzah lohem, are you capable of giving them so much meat? Frek Rashi, ve'ezu kasha, what is worse? Zu, this avera, oishimu no hamorim, or the avera by Mei Meriva, where Moshe called Klal Yisrael morim, elo lefishalei omer barabim, since this avera was not public, chisech le hakosov, the Torah had rachmanos on him, v'loi nifro bimenu, and Moshe was not punished. V'zu shel Meriva, hoise begali, but the avera of the Mei Meriva was open, lefikach le chisech le hakosov, therefore the Torah did not have rachmanos over there on Moshe Rabbeinu. Reb Shimon Oimer, Reb Shimon says, Chas v'sholem le'olsa al daito shel oisei tzadikach. It's not possible that Moshe Rabbeinu would have said something like this. Misha kosev boi b'chol beisoi nemenu, the one who it is written about, that in my whole household he is trustworthy. Yoimar, will he say, en amokim maspik lonu, that Hashem cannot give us enough? Elakach omar, this is what Moshe said. Sheish meres elef ragli. There are 600,000 people. Ve'ata omarta, and now you are saying, Boso etein l'chodesh yomim, I will give them meat for a month. Va'achakach tarog uma gedoyle kazu, and then you will kill such a big nation. Hatzon uvoko yishochet lohem, you will shecht sheep and cattle for them, kidei sheyahargu, in order to kill them afterwards. Utehei achilo zu misaf koson ad olam, and this achilo, this meal, will satisfy them for the rest of their lives. V'chishvochach ahuzeh, is this your praise? Armim lo lechamor, do we say to a donkey, tul kar sa'arim, take a kar of barley, v'nechtach roishcho, and afterwards we will chop off your head. Heshiva HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem answered, v'im lo etein, if I do not give them, yermu, they will say, shekotri yodi, that my hand is short and insufficient. Hatoiv beinecho, would it be good in your eyes, sheyad Hashem tikzor beinehem, that the hand of Hashem will be insufficient in their eyes? Yovdu heim umeya kiyotze behem, let them die, and 100 times their amount. V'alti yodi kotra lefneim afilu shah echos, and my hand should not be insufficient before them, even for one moment. Zok Rashi ata sira hayikrucha devari. So we have over here a third pshat of Rabban Gamliel. Rabban Gamliel, b'noi shel Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, Rabban Gamliel, the son of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, oimer, I efshe lamed ala tofel. It is impossible to stand by a fight. It is impossible to satisfy unreasonable people. Me'acha she'enu mevakshem ela alilo. Since they are only looking for a bilbul, lo'i tasbik lohem, you will never be able to give them enough. Seifon lodon acharecha, their end will be that they will criticize you. Im atanoisin lehem boso behem agasa, if you give them meat of a large animal, yoimu daka bikashnu, they will say that we ask for meat of a small animal. Vim atanoisin lehem daka, yoimu gasa bikashnu, and if you give them meat of a small animal, they will say that we ask for meat of a large animal. Chaya va'if bikashnu, we ask for meat of a chaya and a bird. Dogim v'chagovim bikashnu, we ask for fish and grasshoppers. Amaloi, so Hashem said to him, Im kain yoimu shekastri yodei, if I do not give them anything, they will say my hand is insufficient. Amalafonov, Moshe said, Hareini hoilech umafaison, I will go and pacify them. Amaloi, Hashem said, Atasira, now you will see hayikrucha devori, if my word will come true, shelayishmu lecha, that they will not listen to you. Holach Moshe lefaison, Moshe went and tried to pacify them. Amalahem, he said to them, Hayad Hashem tiksor, do you think that Hashem can't do it? Do you think that the hand of Hashem is insufficient? Hein hikatsur ve'izovu mayim. He hit the rock, and he brought out water. Hagam lechem yuchal te'es. He was also able to give bread. Don't you think he can also give meat? Armu, they said, peshara hizu. This is just a peshara. Moshe is just trying to strike a deal with us, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu cannot give us meat. Ein bei koyach lemalos she'elosenu. He does not have the power to fill our request. And that is what the pasuk says. Vayetze Moshe vaydaber la'om. Moshe went to speak to the nation. Kivin shloi shamuloi. Once they did not listen to him. Vayesa shivim ish. Moshe went and gathered the 70 zakenim. And the reason why Rabban Gamliel's pshat was mentioned first in the pasuk of Atah Sireh and pasuk Chaf Gimel, and not together with the pshat of Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shimon, is because from Rabbi Gamliel's pshat we see how to translate the words Atah Sireh Hayikrucha Devari Imloi, both according to Rabban Gamliel and according to Rabbi Shimon. Zot Rashi v'loy asafu loy nesnabu ela oisa yoyim levadoi. They only prophesied on that day. Kach mefurish b'sifri, so explains the Sifri. According to this pshat, v'lo yasafu means they were not moisif, they did not continue to prophesy. V'onkelus Targum, but Targum explains, v'lo paskin, they did not stop. Sh'lo paska nevuah mehem, the nevuah never stopped from them. According to Targum, v'lo yasafu means there was no soif, there was no end. And we find a similar pshat in Rashi in Parshas Vayeshev, Perik Lamed Ches, Pasuk Chavav, concerning Yehuda, where it says concerning Yehuda and Tamar, V'la Yosva Oid Ladata. According to one pshat, it means he did not continue to know her, or V'la Yosva, he did not stop knowing her. Ayin Sham. And also in Parshas Vayeschanan, Perik He, Pasuk Yutes, we find a similar Rashi. Zok Rashi Vayisharu Shnei Anoshim, and two men remained in the Machaneh, Me'oisan Shenevcharu, from the ones that were chosen. Amru, they said, Ain anu kidoyin ligdulazu. We are not worthy of this greatness, and therefore they remained in the Machaneh. The Hema Baksuvim, they were part of the written ones. Bimavurorim Shebahem, the Sanhedrin, the ones who were chosen for the Sanhedrin. Venichtavu kulam nekuvim b'shemos, and all of them were written down, designated by name. Va'ayidei Gerol, through a lottery. Lefisha Chesmin Oyla Liud Beis Shvatim, because the total for 12 Shvatim comes out, Shisha Shisha Lechol Shevet, 6 Zakenim for each Shevet. Except for 2 shvatim that will only receive 5 zakenim per shevet. Amar Moshe, Moshe said, "Ein shevet shameli. No shevet will listen to me. Lifchos mishiftei zochin echad, to remove one zochin from his shevet. Ma also, so what did he do? Not al ayin beis piskin. He took 72 pieces of paper, the cost of al shivim zochin, and on 70 he wrote zochin. Val shnayim cholok, and on 2 of them he left the papers blank." Ubara mikol shevet v'shevet shisha, and he chose 6 zakenim from each shevet. V'hayu ayin beis, they were a total of 72 zakenim. Amar lahem, he said to them, tlu piskechem, take your lots mitoch kalpi, from the box. Misha ala biyadei zaken, the one who picked up in his hand the piece of paper that said zaken, niskadesh, became holy as a zaken. Umisha ala biyadei cholok, the one who drew a blank. Amar lehamokon, Hashem was telling him, Lo chafetz becha, I do not want you. Vayoretz hanar, and the nar ran. Yesh omrim, some say Gershon ben Moshe haya, the nar was Gershon, the son of Moshe. Kiloim, hatel aleim tzorchei tzibur, place upon them the needs of the congregation, veheim, kolim me'aleihem, and then the nevuah will stop by itself. Because nevuah can only rest upon a person who is settled. Dover acher, another pshat, tneim el beis hakela, place them in jail. Lefisha hayu misnabim, because they said in nevuah, Moshe meis v'Yeshua machnes es Yisrael oretz. Moshe will die, and Yeshua will bring Klal Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael. Hamakana atali, are you being zealous for me? Hakanoi atali, hakinosi atamakana, are you fighting my battles? Li k'may b'shvili, for me. Koloshin kina, whenever we find the lashon of kina, odom hanoisin lev al adover. A person is putting his heart to something, Oilinkoim, either to take revenge, Oilazar, or to help. And Permantbalaz, Oiches ba'oibi hamaso, he grabs on to the brunt of the burden. Va'ayin also in other Rashis that discuss the word kina, Rashi in Parshas Yisroi, Perik Chaf, Pasuk He, Rashi in Parshas Kisisa, Perik Lamedalet, Pasuk Yudalet, and also further in Parshas Pinchas, Perik Chaf He, Pasuk Yud Aleph. Zot Rashi Pasuk Lamed, Vayesev Moshe, Mipesach Oyel Moed. Moshe entered from the entrance of the Oyel Moed, El HaMachaneh, into the camp. Nichnesu Ish La'oloi, each one entered his tent. Vayesev does not mean he gathered, but rather Loshen Kenisa El Abayis, a Loshen, an expression of entering into the house. Kemoed Va'asafta El Toch Beisecho, you will bring it into your house. Va'av L'kulam, and the father of all of them, the biggest Raya from all of them is, the Pasuk in Tillim that says, Yitzbar, He gathers it, v'loyoda mi oisvam, but he does not know who brought them in. So we see that yitzbar means to gather, v'loyoda mi oisvam means I do not know who brought them in. We see osav means to bring in. Melame, this teaches you, she'lohevi aleim peronios, Hashem did not bring upon them a punishment, ad she'nichnasu hatzadikim ish la'aholoi, until each tzaddik entered his tent. V'yogos v'yafriach, he caused to fly. V'chein, so it says in Tillim, kigos chish, he flew quickly. V'chein, nogozu v'ovar, flying and passing by. V'yitosh v'yifshoit, he spread out. K'moi, v'hinam netushim al p'necha la'oretz, they were spread out over the whole land. And also the pasuk in Yecheskel, unetashticha hamidbara, and he will spread you out hamidbara in the desert. Uche amosayim, it was a height of 2 amos. Parachas begoiva at shehen keneged liboy, they flew at the height opposite a person's heart. Shel odom of a person. Kedei shelo yehi tareach ba'asifoson, in order that there should not be any trouble to gather them. Loi lahagbia, not to reach up. V'loi lischois, and not to bend down. Hamamit, Misha Asaf Pachas Mikulam, the ones who gathered the least. Ha'at Salem, the lazy ones. Vahachigrim, and the crippled ones. Asaf Asorah Chamorim, they too gathered 10 piles. Vayishtachu, Asu Oisan, Mashtichin, Mashtichin, they covered the ground with layers and layers of it. Terem Yikares, Kitagume, like Tagum says, Adloi Posak, before it was digested. Dover Acher, Ene Maspik Lepoiskle Bishinam, he did not have sufficient time to chew it with his teeth, ad shenishmosa yotza, until his soul departed from him. And the pasuk continues with the episode of Miriam and Aharon speaking Lashon Hara against Moshe Rabbeinu. And Rashi explains what happened. Miriam was standing next to Tzipporah when Tzipporah heard that Eldad Umedad received Nevuah. And she said, woe to the wives of these Nevi'im, who now these Nevi'im will separate from their wives because of the Nevuah that they received. Just like my husband Moshe Rabbeinu separated from me because of the Nevuah which he was receiving from Hashem. And when Miriam heard that Moshe Rabbeinu separated from his wife Tzipporah, she told Aharon, and both of them spoke Lashon Hara against Moshe Rabbeinu, saying, is Moshe Rabbeinu the only one that had a Nevuah? We also have Nevuah, and we still continue with our marital relations with our husband and with our wife. So why did Moshe Rabbeinu separate from his wife Tzipporah? And the pasuk says, "Vatadaber Miriam v'Aharon b'Moshe." And Miriam and Aharon spoke harshly against Moshe Rabbeinu, "Al oidos ha'isha kushis asher lokach," concerning the kushis woman that he took, and now he separated from her, "Ki isha kushis lokach," because he took an isha kushis and now separated from her. Why was Tzipporah called an isha kushis? Tzipporah was from Midian, not from Cush. So why is she called a kushis? And Rashi explains, it is because of her beauty that she is called a kushis. Because, according to Wumpshot, just like everybody agrees that a kushi is black, so too everybody agreed that Tzipporah was very beautiful. Also, the gematria, the numerical value of kushis, is yifas mara, beautiful in appearance. And the third shot, which Rashi says, is just like when one has a beautiful son, he does not want to give this son an ayin hara, so he calls him a kushi, who were people who were not so good looking. So in order to avoid the ayin hara, he calls his son a kushi. So too over here, Tzipporah, who was very beautiful, the Torah calls kushis in order not to give her an ayin hara. So she was called kushis because of her beauty. Vayomru, and they said, Miriam and Aharon both said, harak ach b'moshe dibar Hashem, was it only to Moshe that Hashem spoke? Haloi gambanu diber, he also spoke to us, and we did not separate from our wife or from our husband. Vayishma Hashem, and Hashem heard. And the pasuk continues, that you should not think that Moshe separated from his wife because he was haughty and he thought he was too great, but rather, v'ho'ish Moshe onov mi'oid mikoil ha'odom asher al p'neho adomo. Moshe was more humble than any person that ever lived on the earth. The Shalom explains that the 3 most humble people to ever live were Avram, David HaMelech, and Moshe Rabbeinu. Avram said, V'onoichi ofo ve'efer, I am nothing, I am just dirt and ashes. David HaMelech said, Onoichi toilas v'lo ish, I'm just a worm, not a man. And Moshe Rabbeinu said, V'nachnu ma, what are we? We are nothing. The word Adam represents the 3 most humble people. The Aleph is Avram, the Dalet is David, and the Mem is Moshe Rabbeinu. The pasuk over here is telling us, V'o'ish Moshe onav mi'oid mikol ha'odom. Moshe was the most humble out of all the Adam. Out of all the people represented in Adam, Avram, David, and Moshe,
Moshe was the most humble. We also must understand why the word Anav in the Pasuk is written without a Yud. It is written Aleph Nun Vav instead of Aleph Nun Yud Vav. There is a famous medrash that says that Moshe Rabbeinu received the Karni Ahoid, the shine on his face when he came down from Har Sinai, because of the extra ink from the Sefer Torah, when the Sefer Torah was written in Shemayim. The question is, why was there extra ink in the Sefer Torah? Didn't Moshe Rabbeinu and Hashem know exactly what to write? Didn't Hashem give the exact amount of ink? Why was there extra ink? And the Mefarshim explained, because when it came to this pasuk, Vo'ish Moshe Anov Mioid, Moshe did not want to write this pasuk. He did not want to write about himself that he was so humble. But Hashem said that he must write this pasuk. Therefore, he wrote the word Anov Chaser. He wrote the word Anov without a Yud to show that he really did not want to write that he was so humble. And because of the humbleness of Moshe Rabbeinu, the extra ink that was extra because of this Yud that was not placed in the Torah was smeared on his head, and because of that, he received a tremendous shine at Matan Torah. A similar pshat we find in the beginning of Sefer Vayikra, which starts off, Vayikra Hashem or Moshe, Hashem called to Moshe. The calling of Hashem to Moshe was different than the way he spoke to other Nevi'im. By Moshe Rabbeinu, Hashem specifically called Moshe, Moshe, and Moshe said, Hineni. As opposed to the way he spoke to other Nevi'im, for example, Bilam, where it says, Vayikar Elokim el Bilam, he happened to Bilam. It wasn't that he called him, but he suddenly approached him. Moshe Rabbeinu did not want to write about himself, Vayikra el Moshe, that Hashem called to Moshe. He wanted to show everybody that he was like everybody else, and he wanted to write in the Torah without the Aleph. Instead of Vayikra, he wanted to write Vayikar, that Hashem also happened to him. But Hashem told him, no, he must write Vayikra. Therefore, he wrote it with a small Aleph. If you look in the beginning of Sefer Vayikra, you will see that the word Vayikra is written with a small Aleph. Moshe did not want to write the Aleph big, so he wrote it small. And because of his humbleness, that extra ink that was saved by writing the small Aleph was smeared on his forehead and was used to give him the Karni Ahoid, the shining countenance on his face. And the pasuk continues, Vayomer Hashem Pisoim el Moshe vel Aharon vel Miriam. And Hashem said suddenly to Moshe, to Aharon, and to Miriam, Se'u shloshtechem el Oyel Moed. All three of you should go out to the Oyel Moed. Vayetu shloshtam, and all three went out. Why does the pasuk say Pisoim, that Hashem spoke suddenly to Moshe, Aharon, and Miriam? And Rashi explains that Hashem appeared to them suddenly in order to show Miriam and Aharon that Moshe was right by separating from his wife. Because when Hashem appeared to Aaron and Miriam suddenly, they started to scream, we are Tameh, we are Tameh. We had relations with our spouses, and now we are Tameh, we need water in order to purify ourselves. And by doing this, Hashem showed them that Moshe Rabbeinu was different than them. They knew when their Nevuah was coming, and therefore they were able to prepare themselves before the Nevuah and to make sure that they were tar. However, the Nevuah to Moshe Rabbeinu was able to come to Moshe at any time, suddenly. And therefore, he always had to be in a state of tahara, in a state of purity. And this was shown to Aharon and Miriam when Hashem appeared to them suddenly, as the pasuk says, Pisoim. And Rashi also tells us that when the pasuk says, Tzu shloshtechem, all three of you should go out to the Oyel Moed, Hashem spoke to all three of them at one time. In one utterance, he was able to call Moshe Rabbeinu, Aharon, and Miriam. And this is something that the mouth of a human cannot say and the ears of a human cannot hear. Vayered Hashem ba'amad onon, and Hashem came down with the amad onon. Vayamod pesach oil, and he stood at the entrance of the tent. Vayikra Aaron and Miriam, and he called to Aaron and Miriam. Vayetzu shnehem, and they both went out from the chatzar to come closer to the Shekhinah. Why were Aaron and Miriam called to be pulled away from Moshe Rabbeinu? And Rashi says two pshatim. Either because we know that in front of a person we only say miksas shvachoy, part of his praise, and shaloi b'fanov, not in front of the person, we say the complete shvach, the complete praise. So over here, Hashem wanted to tell Aaron and Miriam the complete praise about Moshe Rabbeinu. Therefore, he pulled Aaron and Miriam away from Moshe in order that Moshe should not hear. A second shot which Rashi says is that since Hashem did not want Moshe Rabbeinu to hear how Hashem would give his older brother Aaron Musar, therefore he pulled them away from Moshe Rabbeinu. Vayomer, and Hashem said, Shimuna Devorai, please listen to my words. Hashem, although he was speaking harshly to Aaron and Miriam, he spoke in a nice and soft lashon and said, Shimuna Devorai, please listen to my words. And Sifsei Chachamim says that from here we see that when a person speaks harshly to somebody else, he should still speak in a soft tone and with nice language. And Hashem said, "Im yia neviyachem, if there will be neviim among you, Hashem bamara elav esvado, I Hashem will become known to him only bamara in a vision, b'chaloyim adaber beli. I will speak to him in a dream, in a vague appearance. Loichein avdi Moshe, not so is my servant Moshe, b'chol beisi neman hu, who is trustworthy in my house. Pe el pe adaber boy. Clearly I have told him to separate from his wife. Umare, because my nevuah to him is a clear vision. Veloy bechidois, and not in riddles. Usmunas Hashem yabit, and he is able to see the appearance and the form of Hashem, he can see the back of me. And since he sees such a clear nevuah, therefore he has to always be in a state of tahara." So there are two reasons why Moshe Rabbeinu had to be in a state of tahara at all times. One reason is because Hashem appears to him pissoim suddenly. And the second reason is because the nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu was a much clearer nevuah than other neviim had. Umadua lo yireisem ledaber ba'avdi v'Moshe. Why weren't you afraid to speak against my servant, against Moshe? Why does it say be'avdi b'Moshe as opposed to be'avdi Moshe, my servant Moshe? And Rashi explains that the pasuk is saying two things. Why weren't you afraid to speak against Avdi, my servant? We know the servant of a king is like a king. And secondly, why weren't you afraid to speak against the greatest person that ever lived, Moshe Rabbeinu? And definitely, if he is Moshe Rabbeinu and also my servant, then you definitely should not have spoken against him. Vayichar af Hashem bom vayelach. And Hashem got angry at them, and then he left. And from here we see that a person should not get angry at his friend unless he first lets his friend know what his friend did wrong to him. This we see from Hashem, who first told them what they did wrong, and then he left. V'ha'onon sor me'al ho'el. And the onon removed itself from the oil from the tent. V'hine Miriam mitzaras kasholen. And Miriam had tzaras the color of snow, white like snow. V'yifin Aharon and Aaron turned el Miriam to Miriam. V'hine mitzaras, and behold, she had tzaras. The Gemara in Shabbos Daf Tzadik Zayin learns that Aaron was also afflicted with tzaras. When the Pasuk says Vayifin Aharon, it means that his tzaras turned away from him and was healed. And the Mashal explains that Aaron's tzaras was healed and not Miriam, because Miriam was the one who started to speak first against Moshe. She was the initiator of the Lashon Hara. Vayomer Aaron el Moshe, and Aaron said to Moshe, Bi Adoni, please my master, Alno Soshe Solenu Chatos, do not place upon us a sin, Asher Noi Alno, we acted foolish, Vasher Chotonu, and we sinned. Rashi explains two pshatim in this pasuk. The first pshat in Rashi is, Al nosihi kames, let not our sister Miriam be a mitzora who is like a dead person. Because just like a dead person that is in a tent is mitame everything in the tent, so too a mitzora that enters a tent is mitame everything inside the tent. So a mitzora is like a dead person. Al no sehi kames. Let our sister Miriam not be a mitzora, which is like a mace, which is like a corpse. Asher b'tzeisoy merechem imoy. Since she came out of our mother's womb, she is our sister. Vayeyochel chatzi b'soroy. It is as if half of our flesh is becoming consumed. Because if our sister has taras, it's as if half of our flesh is also becoming consumed. Because she is our blood relative. And although the pasuk speaks in third person and says Asher b'tzeisoy merechem imoy, where he came out from his mother's womb, vayeyochel chatzi b'soroy, and half of his flesh is becoming consumed, Aaron meant to say our mother's womb and our flesh, because he did not think it's proper to state explicitly that a member of Moshe's family was suffering from the disease of tzaras, and that's why he spoke in third person. But he really meant our mother's womb and our flesh. Rashi's second pshat is, Al nosi kames, let our sister not be like a dead body that does not have any hope, because we cannot be matar her. Asher b'tzeisoy merechem imoy, since she came out of the same womb as we did, she came out of our mother's womb, we are related to her. And if we are related to her, then we cannot be metaher her tumas saras, because a kohen is not allowed to be metaher the saras of a relative. Vayeyochel chatzi b'soroy, and therefore it is as if half of our flesh is being consumed, because we have a sister that is a mitzora and we cannot be metaher her. Tosfos in Zvachim, Daf Kuf Beis, asks on this pshat,
We know that a mitzorah, somebody who has tzaras, is not considered a mitzorah until the kohen pronounces him tamei. And a kohen cannot pronounce a relative tamei. So just like Aaron was saying that there is nobody to be mitaher because a relative cannot be mitaher, so too she is not tamei because a relative cannot pronounce her tamei. So who is here to actually say that this tzaras is a sumen tuma? Ayin Shom in Tosfos Kuf Beis in Zvachim that leaves this kasha b'tzarech iyun. And the pasuk continues, Vayitzak Moshe el Hashem, and Moshe daven to Hashem, lemor saying. The word lemor in this pasuk means that Moshe asked Hashem, please tell me if you will answer my request and heal Miriam from this tzaras. And the tefillah was, Kael no, please Hashem, refon Allah, heal her now. And Rashi tells us that before one actually says a tefillah to Hashem, he should first add two or three words of tachanunim, two or three words of rachmanis before his tefillah. Over here, the actual tefillah was refon Allah, heal her now. So the words Kael no were the words of tachanunim added before the tefillah. Kael is the name of Hashem, which is rachmanis, and no is a lashon bakasha. We are please asking Hashem for this request. Kael no, please Hashem, who is the God of rachmanis, refon Allah, heal her now. And Rashi asks, why was Moshe's tefillah so short and so bekitzer? Why wasn't he marach in tefillah? And Rashi offers two answers. His first answer is, in order that Klal Yisrael should not say that your sister is standing here in a state of tzar, and you are going and being marbe in tefillah, you are saying a long tefillah, you should only say a short tefillah. This way she would be healed right away. And the Imri Shefer explains that because Klal Yisrael might think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not answer a tefillah until it is finished. And that's why they are saying that Moshe should daven a short tefillah, this way his sister would be healed right away. Rashi offers a second answer, and he says, in order that Klal Yisrael should not say that for us he davens a short tefillah, but for his sister he davens a long tefillah. Therefore, also for his sister he davened a short tefillah and only said, Kael na refon Allah. Vayomer Hashem el Moshe, and Hashem said to Moshe, V'avia yorek yorek befonel, which literally means, if her father would have spit in her face. But over here it means, if her father would have been angry at her, haloisikolim shivas yomim, would she not have been embarrassed for 7 days? Definitely, if Hashem got angry at her, she should definitely be embarrassed for 7 days. And therefore, tisoger shivas yomim michus lamachane, let her be closed off for 7 days outside the camp, va'achar teyosef, and afterwards she will be brought in. Vatisoger Miriam michus lamachane shivas yomim, and Miriam was closed off out of the camp for 7 days. V'ha'om loynosa ad heyosef Miriam, and the nation did not travel until Miriam came back in. They waited for Miriam. And this was midah keneged midah, a measure for a measure, for the act of chesed which she did many years earlier. Because when Moshe was born, and Yocheved placed him in the Nile, she waited and she watched what would happen to Moshe. And because she waited for Moshe Rabbeinu, midah keneged midah, Klal Yisrael waited for her in the Midbar when she had tzaras. V'yachar nosu ha'amechatzeros, and afterwards the nation traveled from Chatzeros. Vayachanu b'midbar poron, and they camped in Midbar Poron. And the Mefarshim ask, how can the pasuk over here say that Klal Yisrael is first coming to Midbar Poron now, when earlier in Perek Yud, Pasuk Yud Beis, it says clearly that they traveled by their first traveling from Midbar Sinai to Midbar Poron? So they were already in Midbar Poron. What does the pasuk mean over here that they came to Midbar Poron? And the Mefarshim explained that earlier the pasuk was talking about the general region. They traveled from the general region of Midbar Sinai to the general region of Midbar Paran. In Midbar Paran, there were many locations. First of all, Kivras HaTaiva that we mentioned earlier, and Chatzeros that we mentioned earlier. Over here, they traveled from Chatzeros to another location in Midbar Paran. And the pasuk does not say specifically this location. However, in other places, it says it clearly that it was Kadesh Barnea. So over here, they were traveling from Chatzeros to another location in Midbar Poron, to Kadesh Barnea, which was the location from where the Meraglim were sent. Zok Rashi Pasuk Aleph, Vatadaber, Ein Dibor B'chol Mokam El Loshon Bakasha. Whenever the Torah uses a Loshon, a language of Dibor, it means that the person spoke harshly. V'cheinu Oimer, and so it says, Dibor Ho'ish Adonai Ha'oretz Itonu Kashos. The man, the ruler of the land, spoke harshly against us. So we see Dibor means Kashos, harshly. When the word Amira, Omar, is used, it means that somebody spoke softly. And so it says, Vayomer, and Lot said to the people of Sodom, Al no achai toreu, please my brothers, do not harm my guests. And it also says in this parasha, Vayomer Hashem said, Shimuno devorai, please listen to my words. Kol no loshem bakosha. Whenever the word no is being used, it means a request, please. So if the word no is being used, and you are asking please, so it must be that Vayomer used next to it is a loshen tachanunim, a loshen of speaking softly. Zok Rashi v'atadaber Miriam v'aharon. He poscha b'dibur tchila. She initiated the Lashon Hara against Moshe Rabbeinu. Lefikach higdima hakos of tchila. That is why the Torah mentions her name first by saying Miriam and then Aharon. Uminayin hoisiyadas Miriam shepirish Moshe mino isha. How did Miriam know that Moshe separated from his wife Zipora? Rabbi Nassen says, Miriam hoisa b'tzad Zipora. Miriam was standing on the side of Zipora. B'shoshenem ala Moshe, when it was told to Moshe, Eldad u'medad misnabe im b'machne, that Eldad and Medad were prophesizing in the camp. Kivin shasham et Zipora, when Zipora heard about this nevuah, Amra, she said, Oy l'nishoyseim shel elu, woe to the wives of these people, Eldad u'medad, im he miskakin l'nevuah. If they will have nevuah, sheyu parsha minishoyseim, because they will separate from their wives. Kederach shapir bali mimeni, just like my husband separated from me. U'misham yada Miriam, and from there Miriam knew that Moshe separated from Zipora. V'higida li Aharon, and she told Aharon. Uma Miriam shleinis chavle d'gnusoy, and madach Miriam, that did not intend to speak derogatory against Moshe Rabbeinu, she meant for his benefit. Kach nencha, she was punished like this with tzaras, kavachomer, all the more so, l'mesapir b'gnusoy shechaveroy, one who speaks derogatory against his friend and has evil intentions will definitely be punished. So Rashi, Tzipora was called Ha'isha Akushis, Magit Shakol Moidim B'Yofya. This comes to teach us that everybody agreed that she was beautiful, Kishem Shakol Moidim B'Shachruse Shal Kushi. That everybody agrees that a Kushi is dark. Kushis, B'Gematria Yifas Mara. The word Kushis has the same numerical value as Yifas Mara, which means beautiful in appearance. Al Oidois Ha'isha, she spoke concerning the Isha, Al Oidois Gerusheha, concerning her divorce. Ki isha kushis loka, ma tamal loymar, why does it say the word kushis twice in the pasuk? El yesh lecha isha no biyafya, ve'ein no bima'aseho. There are women that are beautiful in appearance, but are not beautiful in their deeds. Bima'aseho, beautiful in their deeds, ve'lo biyafya, but not in appearance. Avol zois no e'bakoil, but she was beautiful in all aspects, in appearance and also in her deeds. And still Moshe separated from her. Ho isha kushis, Rashi brings down another pshat, Al Shem Noyak Nikras Kushis, because of her beauty she is called Kushis. Ka'odama Kares Benoy Noah Kushi, like one who calls his beautiful son Kushi. Kadesh lo yish tishloit by Ayin Hara, in order that an Ayin Hara should not affect him. So he calls him by the name of Kushi, which means ugly. This way an Ayin Hara will not affect the child. Ki isha Kushis lakach v'ata gersha, because Moshe took an isha Kushis and now separated from her. Zok Rashi harak ach imoy levade dibar Hashem. Did Hashem only speak with Moshe? Haloi gam bonu diber. He also spoke to us v'lei pirashnu mideracheres, and we did not separate from having marital relations. Zok Rashi, Moshe was an onov shuffle. He was humble v'savlon and patient. Zok Rashi pisoim nigla aleim pisoim. He appeared to them suddenly. Vehein tamei mideracheres, and they were tamei from having relations with their spouses. V'hayitzoyakim, and they were screaming, Mayim, Mayim, we need water to be toivel. L'haydiyam, Hashem did this to let them know, Sheyofa osa Moshe shepirish mena isha, that Moshe acted correctly by separating from his wife. Me'achar sheneglesel of Shechina todir, because the Shechina appears to him constantly. Ve'in eiz kavua ledibor, he does not have a set time for dibor, therefore he must always be in a state of purity. Se'u shloshtachem, all of you, all three of you, should go out. Magid sheshloshtan nikro b'dibor echon. They were all called in one utterance. Mashi efshir lepeh loymar, what a human mouth cannot say, ula oizin l'shmoya, and a human ear cannot hear. And Hashem came ba'amaronon. Yotzi yechidi, he came alone. Shelo kemidas basav adam, not like the way of a king of flesh and blood. Because melech basav adam kishi yotzi l'machama, a king of flesh and blood, when he goes out to war, yotzi b'chlosin, he goes out with many people. Ukishi yotzi l'shalem, but when he goes out for peace, yotze b'muatim, he goes out with a few people. Umidas HaKadosh Baruch Hu is just the opposite. Yoytze l'mechama yechidi. He goes out to war alone. Shenema, like the pasuk says, Hashem ish melchama. Hashem is the baal melchama. He goes to war alone. V'yoytze l'sholem b'chusin. However, he goes out to peace with many people. Shenemar, like it says, Rechev Elikim Ribosayim Alfei Shinon. The chariot of Hashem is 22,000 malachim. Vayikra Aaron and Miriam, and Aaron and Miriam were called, Sheyu Nimshachin V'yoytzim Min HaChotzer. They should be pulled from the Chotzer, Likras HaDibor, toward the Dibor of Hashem. Vayetzu Shneyem, and they both went out. V'vema Moshchon V'frido Mi Moshe. Why were they pulled away and separated from Moshe? Lefisha Omrim Miksah Shvacha Shel Adam Befono. Because we say part of a praise of a person in front of him. V'kulai, and the complete praise, Shelei Befono, not in front of the person. V'chein Motzinu B'Noyach. And so we find by Noyach, Shelei Befono, not in front of Noyach. Nema, the Pasuk says, Ish Tzadik Tomim. That Noyach was a Tzadik and a Tomim. A righteous person and complete. Ubefonov, but before Noyach Nemar, it says Ki Oischa Roisi Tzadik Lefonai. It only says Tzadik; it does not say Tomim. So we see Befonov; it's only Miksas Shvachot. The Racher, another reason why he separated them from Moshe Shelayishma Benizi Fosu Shelaron, in order that Moshe should not hear how Hashem gives Musar to Aharon. Shimunah Devarai, please listen to my words. Ein No El Lashem Bakasha. The word No means please. Imbiya Neviachem. If you will have among you Nevi'im, Hashem Bamara Elav Asmada. Shchinas Shmi Ein Negleisa Lav Baspaklaya Hami'ira. My Shchina will not appear to other Nevi'im in a clear and light vision. Ela Bachalayim V'chizoyen. Only in a vague dream. Pe'el Pe'el Amarti Loi Lifresh Min Ha'isha. Directly and mouth to mouth, I told Moshe to separate from his wife. V'heichon Amarti Loi. When and where did I say it to him? In Sinai, because by Sinai, the 3 days before Matan Torah, Klal Yisrael were not allowed to have relations with their wives, and therefore Hashem told to them after Matan Torah, Lechem or Lochem, Shuvu Lochem Lo Lechem. Now, after Matan Torah, you can tell them to return to their tents; they are mutter to have relations with their wives. But V'ata Poi Amoidi Modi, you shall remain here and stay with me. And just like before Matan Torah, you were not allowed to have relations with your wife for those 3 days. That shall continue, and you shall remain in this state, not having relations with your wife. Umar v'le b'chidos, I speak to Moshe Rabbeinu in a clear vision, and not in riddles. Umar zeh mara dibor. This vision is a clear vision of speaking. Shani mefarish le diburi b'maras ponim. I explain to him my words in a very clear vision. Ve'eni sois m'le b'chidos. I do not hide it in riddles. Ke'inyin shenema liyecheskel, like it was said to Yecheskel, chud chida. I am telling you a riddle. Yochel Mara Shechina. I might think that Moshe Rabbeinu was able to see the face of Hashem. Talmud Loimar. Lo Sucha Lirois Esponai. He was not able to see my face. But Usmunas Hashem Yabit. He was able to see the form of Hashem. Zemara Achorayim. This means the back of Hashem. Ki Inyun Shenemar V'roisi Es Achorai. The Pasuk says that Moshe saw my back. So why weren't you afraid to speak Be'avdi B'Moshe? Against my servant, against Moshe. Eina Omer Be'avdi Moshe. It does not say Be'avdi Moshe, Elo Be'avdi B'Moshe. Be'avdi, why weren't you afraid to speak against my servant, Afal Pisheina Moshe? Even if it was not Moshe, you should be afraid to speak against Hashem's servant. B'Moshe, why weren't you afraid to speak against Moshe, Afilu Enoi Avdi? Even if he was not my servant, you should have been afraid to speak against such a great person like Moshe Rabbeinu. Kedai ha'isem liyorei miponav. You should have been afraid to speak against him. V'kol shkein shu avdi, and all the more so that he is also my servant. Ve'eved melech melech, the servant of a king is like a king. Hoyolachem loymar ena melech oyhavei chinam. You should have said that the king does not love him for no reason, and therefore we must fear him. Ve'im taimru, and if you shall say eni makir b'masav, that I Hashem do not recognize what Moshe is all about. That's even worse than speaking against Moshe. You're speaking against Hashem, that Hashem doesn't know what's going on with his servants. And Hashem got angry at them, and he left. After he told them why he was angry at them, then he decreed upon them a kavachomer to a regular person. He should not get angry at his friend until he lets him know why he is angry. Zakrashi v'ha'onon sar, and the onon removed itself. V'achar kach v'hine Miriam mitzaras kasholon. After the onon went away and Hashem went away,
Then it says that Miriam received saras like snow. Marshall, this is a parable, Lamelech, to a king, She'omer lepadgoid, that said to the teacher, Rida es beni, punish my son, Avaloyser denu at she'elech me'etzlecha, do not punish him until I leave, She'rachamai olov, because my mercy is upon him. I do not want to see how you punish my son. So too over here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not want to see how Miriam was punished, so first he left, and then he punished Miriam. Zakrashi noy alnu kitagume loshen evil. Like Targum says, it is an expression of acting foolishly. Alno sehi achaisenu zu kames, let our sister not be like a dead body. Shamitzera choshev kames, because a mitzera is considered like a mace. Ma mace mitama bebiya, just like a corpse, is mitame when it enters a tent. It is mitame everything inside the tent. Af mitzera mitama bebiya. So too, a mitzera that enters a tent is mitame everything inside the tent. So let our sister not be compared to a dead person. Let her not be a mitzera. Asher b'tzeitzoy merechem imoy, when it came out of its mother's womb, imenu hoya loymar. The pasuk should have said, our mother's womb. That Miriam came out of our mother's womb. Ela shekina hakosov, the pasuk changes the lashon. V'chein chatzi b'saroy, half of its flesh, chatzi b'sareinu hoya loymar. It was as if half of our flesh has been consumed. Ela shekina hakosov, the Torah did not want to write it that way, and it changed the lashon. And this is what it really means. Since Miriam came out of our mother's womb, and she is our sister, and she got saras, it is as if half of our flesh has been consumed. Like the pasuk says, that you are our brother, our flesh. So we see a brother and sister are considered flesh. So too, it's as if half of our flesh is being consumed when our sister has saras. According to the pshat we just said, when the pasuk says meirechem imoy, it means imenu, and when the pasuk says chatzi b'saroy, it means chatzi b'sareinu. Elo shekina hakosuv. Now Rashi says that we can actually say the same pshat, but we will not tamper with the lashon of the pasuk. Leave it the way it is. And the pasuk is speaking generally about the relationship between a brother and a sister. And this is the way we read the pasuk. Ulefi mashmoy, and according to the simple meaning, the way it sounds, afu nirakein, the pshat is pretty much the same. And this is what it means. Ein roi la'ach lohaniach es achoisei liyeis kemeis. It is not proper for a brother to leave his sister like a dead person. Asher b'tseisoi, me'ach ashiyot zeh me'rechem imo shalzeh, since this one and the other one came out of the same womb, the brother and the sister came out from the same mother, sheyesh koyach b'yad elazar, and he has the power to help his sister, ve'enoi oizrei, and he does not help, harei nechel chatzi b'sori. It's as if half of his flesh is consumed, she'achiv b'sorihu, because his brother is his flesh. According to this pshat, we do not change the lashon of the pasuk, and the pasuk reads like this, Al-Nosi Kameis, a brother should not allow his sister to be like a dead person, Asher b'tzeisoy merechem imoy, since they came out of the same womb, and the brother does not help the sister, v'yeyochel chatzi b'sori, it's as if half of the flesh of the brother is eaten. And this is really the same pshat as we said earlier. The only difference is that according to the other pshat, we are speaking directly about Miriam and Moshe and their mother. However, over here, we are speaking in general about a sibling relationship. Zot Rashi Dover Acher, a second pshat in the pasuk, Al nos hikames, let Miriam not be like a dead person. Im ein charoifa b'tfila, if you do not heal her through prayer, mi maskira, who will lock her up, umi mitahara, and who will be mitahara? Ani efshel l'roisa, I cannot be the one to see her and be mitahara, shani karev, because I am related to her. Ve'en karev roya es hanagoyim, and a relative cannot see and be mitar a nega. The kohen achar in ba'olam, there are no other kahanim that are not related to Miriam. Vezehu asher b'tzeisoy merechem imoy. And this is what the pasuk means, that since we came out of the same womb, I cannot be mitar her because I am related to her. And this is the way the pasuk means. Al nosi kames, let Miriam not be like a dead person who does not have any hope. Asher b'tzeisoy merechem imoy, since we came out of the same womb, I cannot be mitar her. Zakrashi kel no refono lo, boa kosuk lamedcha derecheret. The pasuk is coming to teach you derecheret. Shashoel dove mechaveroi, somebody who requests something from his friend, sarach loimer shnayim oishloicha divrei tachanunim, he should say two or three words of tachanunim, of rachmonis,
And afterwards, he should ask his request. So over here, the words of Tachanunim are Kael no. Leimar Zok Rashi, Matam Leimar. Why does it say Leimar? Omar, Moshe said, Loi to Hashem, Hashiveni, answer me, Imatamarape Oisa Imla, if you will heal her or not. Ache Shivoi, until Hashem said, Vavia Yorek Yorak. And the pasuk continues that after she will be locked up for 7 days, then she will be tahar. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, "Bedal mekoymois in four places, because Moshe milufnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu lahashivoi." Moshe asked Hashem to answer him, "Im yaseh shehi loisav im lav, if he will do his request or not." Kiyotzeboy. Similarly, we find in Sefer Shemois it says, "Vayidaber Moshe lufnei Hashem lemar." Moshe spoke before Hashem lemar. Ma tamad lemar lemar. Why does it say lemar over there? Hashiveni im goyalam ata im lav. Please answer me if you will redeem Klal Yisrael or not. Ache Shivoi, until Hashem answered him, Ata Sira, now you will see what I will do to Paroi and to Mitzrayim. Kiyotzeboi, another place where we find Lamar, Vaidavar Moshe Hashem Lamar. And Moshe said to Hashem, Lamar, Yifkar Hashem Elekeh Ruches L'chol Basar. Hashem, who knows the nature of all people, should choose a leader over Klal Yisrael. And Hashem answered Moshe that I choose Yahushua. And a third place, Kiyotzebai, we find, Voeschanon el Hashem, Voisa Hilemar, Moshe Davin to Hashem, saying, please answer me if I can go into Eretz Yisrael. Heshivoi, and Hashem answered, Ravloch, you have asked for too much this time. Rufon Allah, Mipneima loy herach Moshe betfila, why didn't Moshe Davin a long tfila? Shalayu Yisrael Omrim, in order that Klai Yisrael should not say, Achoise Emedes Batsara, his sister is standing in tsar, in pain. And he goes now and he says a long tefillah. He should say a short tefillah. And that's why Moshe was mekatzer in his tefillah. Davar acher, another pshat, shelayom Yisrael. Klai Yisrael should not say, b'shvila achoysei hu marach betfilah. Only for his sister he davens a long tefillah. Aval b'shvilenu eina marach betfilah. But for us, he does not daven a long tefillah. And that is why he davened a short tefillah even for his sister. Vavia yorek yorek befanel. And if her father would have been angry at her, if her father would have shown her an angry face, would she not have been embarrassed for 7 days? All the more so shall we say that if the Shechina gets angry at a person, he should be embarrassed for 14 days. Only because of the din of Dayoi do we say that it's only 7 days. The rule of Dayoi is, for example, if we say that Reuven can pick up 10 pounds, and we say that Shimon is stronger than Reuven, so we can say, if Reuven can pick up 10 pounds, Shimon can definitely pick up 10 pounds. Would we say that Shimon can definitely pick up 100 pounds? No, because we say, Daya, it is sufficient, Lebomen Adin, that which is learnt out of the Kal V'Chomer, Liyois Kenidoin, is only equal to the thing that it is learnt out of. And therefore, if Reuven can pick up 10 pounds, then Shimon can definitely pick up 10 pounds. Here too, if her father gets angry at her, she's embarrassed for 7 days. So Kal V'Chomer, if the Shechina is angry at her, she should definitely be embarrassed for 7 days. And this is what the pasuk means. Dayer lebomen adin liyos kenadin. It is sufficient that that which is learnt out of the Kal V'Chomer should be like the place where we learnt it out from. Lefikach af b'nizifasi tizoger shivas yomim. Also, when I am angry, she should be locked up and closed off for 7 days. The Mefarshim ask, why does Rashi say earlier that if her father was angry at her, then she would be embarrassed for 7 days? And if the Shechina was angry at her, she should be embarrassed for 14 days. Why does Rashi say 14 days? Why doesn't he say thousands and thousands of days? Because the anger of Hashem is much greater than the anger of her father. Tosfos in Baba Kama, Chofei Amud Aleph, says that the number 14 is arrived at based on the Gemara in Nida, Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph, that says that a person inherits 5 qualities from his father, 5 from his mother, and 10 are given by Hashem without any contribution from his parents. So therefore, in a sense, a person owes twice as much to Hashem as he does to his parents. And if the father's anger will cause embarrassment for 7 days, therefore Hashem's anger will cause twice as much embarrassment, which is 14 days. However, according to the Be'er Mayim Chaim, the number 14 is Lav Dafka, and Rashi just means to say that the anger of Hashem should cause much more embarrassment than the anger of her father. Zakt Rashi, Ve'achar Te Yosef, Oymar Ani, I say, Kol Ho Asifois Ha Amures B'Mitzaroyim, Whenever the Torah uses a lashon of asifa by a mitzvah, al shem shu mishulach bichutz lamachane, since he is sent out of all three machanos, ukeshu nirpa, and when he is healed, nesaf el hamachane, he is brought into the machane, kosev by asifa. That's why it says asifa, which means lashon achnasa. It means to be brought in. So when it says over here v'achar te'osef, it means afterwards, after the 7 days, Miriam will be brought into the machane. Similarly, Rashi says this earlier in Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk Lamed, when it says Vayayosef Moshe El HaMachane, it means that Moshe was brought in back into the Machane. Zok Rashi V'ha'om Loi Nosa, the nation did not travel, they waited for Miriam. Zeh HaKoved Cholot Le HaMokoy. This honor Hashem gave to Miriam, Bishvil Sho Achas, because of the short time Shenes Akva Le Moshe, that she waited for Moshe. Kisho Hushlach Le Ya'or, when Moshe was thrown into the Ya'or. Shenemar, like the Pasuk says, Vate Satav Achose Merochoi, and his sister Miriam stood from a distance and watched Moshe. And Mida Keneged Mida, Klai Yisrael, waited for Miriam in the Midbar.